So, I'd just like to share with the group. Does anyone just not want to ride? Because I'm just gonna talk. Like, obviously, there's absolutely nothing wrong here. This is all great. I've got a plan moving forward. Jive, work on straightness, mare, work on position and the adjustability through the basic pace and the working pace. Great. And all of this stuff that I do, if let's say I focus only on this for the next 3 weeks, is going to make me a 70% Grand Prix dressage rider. And in the past, when Alicia has pushed me to this point, I've pushed back because I really didn't believe that that was the answer to get to 70% or that that was the way. So I fucked around and tried all this other shit to try and prove her wrong, and I can't. So I have the belief that this is the way now, which definitely helps. It's very hard to do something and take action if you even don't believe that it will work. So now it's not the belief issue. It's just the, that's apathy. I feel apathy and I feel, again, the anger and the frustration of why does it have to be so hard? Why does it have to be so, words that came to head was mundane and precise, but they're not the words. It's why does it have to be so tedious is the word. Because as you said, Leash, you said, as you get your basics better and better, you start getting hungry for, absolute straightness and absolute connection and all these things. And I'm just feeling the next 3 weeks, I don't see any dopamine reward in my future. I literally feel like you've just personal trained me and gone, all right, Tash, eat chicken and broccoli, do 10K runs every day, get into the gym every day, and if you do that for 3 weeks, you'll lose 5 kilos and you'll look great and you'll achieve your health goal. And I'm looking at the chicken and broccoli and the running, the 10K and the gym every day going, oh, where's my chocolate? Where's my catch time? And I know you're screaming at me going, if you could look great eating chocolate and sitting on the couch, or if you could be a Grand Prix dressage rider of 70% while you don't ride basics, life is not fancy, like life is not a fairy floss. Life is life, and fucking shut the fuck up and just do your fucking work. And then just what popped into my head was going, I do the fucking work when it's work. I don't want horses to be work. I want it to be fairy floss. I'm just going to sit with this for another 12 hours and update you all. I'm sure you're all just laughing at me and thinking I'm ludicrous. I know Alicia is just like, oh, for fuck's sake. Because this is not the first time we've had discussions like this. But this is way cooler. Like, we are definitely way further down the road than we've ever been, Leash. And I'm not giving up, hun. I'm not giving up. It's going to happen. Just wish it didn't have to happen in such I was going to say uncomfortable or unfun way, but they're not the words. It's I just go, I'm going to have to summon. I feel no desire to go ride these horses. Even though I know it's not hard, it will be enjoyable. I love being on the horse's back. There'll be plenty to work on, plenty to think about. It's not going to be boring. It's going to be actually quite hard and stress, not stressful, but yeah, hard for my brain and hard work on my body to do what I need to do. So I don't know why I'm fucking complaining. Shut the fuck up. That's where I'm at. Okay.